Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek. I am here today with a friend of mine, Danette Gerleski. Hi, Danette.
Hello, Lynn. Good morning, listeners.
This is going to be played in the afternoon, so
good afternoon,
good
listeners.
Afternoon on a Sunday. Thank you. You do have to get a little closer. Okay, good. We're just here in the studio recording our program today, and what we want to talk about is Danette is actually somebody that works at WMUZ. Mm-hmm. I met her through our advertisements that we've done with Bob Duco's show, and Danette, you've just been a pleasure to work with ever since the beginning.
Thanks, Lynn.
We want to you have a story to tell that I was excited to hear, and I wanted to ask you about it. So our advertisement with our company, Ayudale Home Care Plus, and you've just been an awesome inspiration for us, and just kind of a liaison for our sales and our advertising here with WMUZ, and you got me into this program.
I appreciate your kind words.
Yeah, we were very excited to start this program as we took a step back from that advertising with Bob's show. Maybe we'll be back someday. And for now, I actually, so we, over time, Danette, we've been talking about healing and the things that I talk about on this program. And something special happened in your life that I thought went right along with the subject that I like to talk about here. And I'm just going to just say that as far as I understand, you and your husband had been trying to have a baby, and you were telling me this spiritual story, how you got pregnant. I mean, right. You actually asked me for prayer, mm-hmm. told me what you were trying, right. and this book that you read, and I was like, go, you go, girl. So tell us how you came across this book and what it's about.
For sure. Well, my husband and I had been trying to have a baby or get pregnant for about 8 or 9 months. And we had just been standing in faith and trusting in the Lord and believing that when the timing is right, He would allow us to get pregnant. And, you know, God doesn't always work in our time frame, but He does have His very perfect timing. So we really had to rely upon that. And as I was talking to friends and family members, they had mentioned that that's really quite normal for mm-hmm. your first baby to try for even almost a year.
Okay.
Is not that unusual. So I kept that in the back of my mind, and I was sharing with a prayer partner, girlfriend of mine, and just about us wanting to get pregnant. And I asked her to lift me up in prayer as well as you, Lynn, mm-hmm. and just think about us when you have a minute. But anyway, she passed along a book to me that I read. She thought it may be helpful just to kind of encourage my faith, to encourage Dave and I to continue standing upon God's word. And the name of the book is Supernatural Childbirth.
Cool.
And it's by Jackie Mize.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a fabulous author. We learned a lot from the book. And we got some scriptures to glean from, and really ultimately continue standing upon God's word, because it is according to His word that we are called to have the
children.
Desires of our hearts.
It's one of the promises,
exactly.
Things that He commands us to do, to go out and multiply and
be fruitful and multiply,
right.
Exactly.
So He, there's no question to you in God's word that whether or not we, maybe God doesn't want me to have children. I believe that in God's word, I mean, it's like His will. And if we want to have children, we should be able to have them.
Exactly.
So this, again, I just want to say a little louder. It was Supernatural Childbirth
mm-hmm.
by what?
Jackie Mize.
Jackie Mize. How do you spell Mize?
M-I-Z-E.
M-I-Z-E. Okay. You probably could look that up on the internet.
Definitely.
Okay.
It's an amazing book.
Okay. And so what was the first thing that happened when you read the book?
Well, there were just different things that stood out in my mind, and I was talking those different points over with my husband, and he said, you know what, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I stand in agreement with you that we will be able to have kids based on God's word. And there were just a few scripture verses, and if you don't mind,
of course.
go ahead and read those. Just what God says about childbirth.
There you go.
In Psalms 127, 3 through 5, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with their enemies in the gate. And then another verse, Psalm 128, verse 3. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Amen to that.
Amen.
So that's just proof in the pudding that we can have kids right there. That's one piece. Deuteronomy 7, 13 and 14. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock, in the land of which he swore to your fathers to give you.
Amen.
You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be male or female barren among you or your livestock. And that's what we stood on.
Barrenness is actually part of a curse. So if you're not able to have children, just like not being, just being sick or other conditions that are listed as in Deuteronomy 28 as curses, we are not under the curse anymore.
Right.
Jesus died to forgive our sins and relieve us of the consequences of sins, which are curses. And so all the blessings listed in Deuteronomy 28 or 29
right.
are ours. So those
Amen.
Are the blessings. Amen. So so you stood on that.
Mm-hmm.
And what? How did your mind think, your thinking change? Did you go from feeling like, well, maybe it's not, I'm not going to be able to get pregnant, to, yes, it's mine, I'm going to have it? And you said something about taking authority over your body?
Yes, pretty much exactly what you said, Lynn. We really do have to take authority over our bodies, because we have authority scripturally over our bodies. And that's what we did. Dave and I would pray daily over my body, and as often as we could think about it, that my body would be in alignment with God's word,
mm-hmm.
and that we would be able to conceive at just the right time. And then understanding the timing piece
right.
was huge. And you know, we really had to come against the enemy, because the battlefield is in the mind.
Amen.
And that's where he likes to attack us. So,
lies.
Yes, exactly. So I just had to commit my thoughts to the Lord on a regular basis and say, you know what, Satan, you are under the blood. You are under my feet. I will not listen to you, because I'm holding on to the truth and what is right,
mm-hmm.
and what is just and noble and and basically what God's word says. So in a nutshell, we had to battle the enemy.
Oh, right.
I understand this is a battle that we fight on a daily basis. You're fighting a battle
That's
as well.
That's right.
And we're believing for you to experience God's healing.
Amen.
Also. We're just waiting for the manifestation.
Right. It's already mine. I'm already walking. I mean, I've had dreams. Actually, other people have had dreams recently. I'm just excited. God keeps trying to communicate with me, you know. And one of them is that I'm already walking, and that I'm looking, I'm digging, I'm getting frustrated. Somebody in my office told me this dream that she had a dream about me digging around in the dirt, trying yeah. to find something, or digging around in a truck or something. And then she noticed that I was walking her, and I had been walking, and she just like realized it. And I thought, I didn't even tell her yet, but that is powerful to me, because it's
yeah.
like, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm already walking on the inside, and I'm so frustrated because I don't know how to find the key. And I've had other visions where I already have a key and I'm trying to put it in a lock and turn it.
Right.
And God is aware and standing with me. He's like, you know, come on, you can do it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so taking authority over your body, I totally believe in that. It's ours. It's not that we should be asking God, please, please give me something that you've already given me. I mean, he's like, I did it 2,000 years ago. It's yours. Take it. And
right.
he and learning how to do that and implement our faith I believe, is where the learning comes in.
And absolutely.
And
the neat thing for you, Lynn, is based on some of our conversations, you've mentioned that there have been so many friends and family members who have had dreams and visions for you.
Yes.
Myself included.
Uh-huh.
I had a neat dream where I was at your office and I walked in and around the corner you came and you were completely walking. And I just started weeping because I was so excited for you, just ran up and gave you the biggest hug. But I can see you walking as well.
And I need to see me to walking. Yeah, that's where I've been told, I've been coached by many people that what I need to do is envision myself walking. And the imagination is where we conceive a lot of our beliefs. And mm-hmm. so when I'm trying to get back into conversations, my husband and I are trying to start talking about, you know, he's never seen me walk, but and it's been so long, I'm hardly remembering.
Right.
So if I start talking about what I used to do when I was walking, I can start, you know, imagining that again. Mm-hmm. And the more that I can do it in my head and in my heart, then it's going to start happening.
Right.
I mean, God's telling me how to do it, and I just want the distractions in my life to stop so I can really concentrate on this. It's, you know,
right.
just the most important thing in the world is to grab a hold of your healing and your
yes.
promises and live in abundance and prosperity and the things that God paid a price to give us.
So true. He's a good daddy, and he wants to bless his children. He
yeah.
wants to take care of us. And like I mentioned before, he does want to give us the desires of our heart, because I really think many times those desires are God-given.
Amen.
Desires, as long as they're godly.
Amen. Well, see, the thing is that when we're truly following him, I agree with this teaching that says that he gives us the desires of our heart, and that's, and we can be led by those desires. If we're in, you know, I still have an excitement and a desire to do this program. It hasn't left. Someday if it leaves and I'm supposed to move on to something else, I'll know it, because I'll just probably not want to do it anymore, but I like doing
right.
it. And that's one of the things that gives you confirmation that you're doing what God wants you to do.
Right.
So desires are part of God's helping us understand his plan for us if we're truly following him. And having a
right.
desire for a baby is a godly thing. I think the difference is people don't understand is God's word tells us what his desires are for us.
Mm-hmm.
I the plans I have for you are good. And
right.
here's a list of blessings. These are the things that I want for you. So you can stand firm and know, not and you don't have to question, well, I don't know if God wants me to have this or that. If it's in God's word, it's for you.
Right.
He is for you. And so do you have any closing thoughts? We have about 20 seconds.
You know, I'd love to just talk to the ladies in the audience who have really had that burning desire to have children, who haven't quite had them yet,
mm-hmm.
to just continue believing that the Lord will bless you with kids
mm-hmm.
at his right time. And like we mentioned many, many times in this one program, that God loves you and he wants to give you what you have in your heart. And if that is a strong desire of yours, continue to just read God's word. If you want to get the book that I had read, it was such a blessing to us, Supernatural Childbirth by Jackie Mize. And really encourage your husbands to stand in faith, whatever you're, wherever you're at in your faith walk, that he would just meet you right where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all for now.
Well, thanks so much for joining me, Danette.
Thanks, Lynn.
God bless everyone in the audience, and we'll see you next week.